It's time for Utah Story Corps. Everyday people sharing their story at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. Today, Ann Collier shares the story of how she met her husband Jack while he was in the Navy in London, England. She was interviewed by their daughter, Bonnie Collier.
What was he like when you met him?
Cheeky. When I met him, I had been down to the 242 Club, and this fella was drawing a picture of me, and I was kind of embarrassed because he just kept looking and telling me how good the picture was going and everything.
And you didn't know him
then? No. And I left. And then a few months later, I was sitting at the club again. Here come this fellow again, and he says, "Do you know me?" I said, "No, please leave me alone." So off he went. Come back and repeated the same thing. I finally told him, "Go away." The next day, my sister called me. It was about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and she said, "There's a guy down here. They're having a party. Do you want to come?" And I said, "No." And I could hear him in the background. "Let me talk to her. Let me talk to her." I said, "Oh, Margaret, was he down the 242 Club last night?" "Yeah." I said, "I can't stand him." She said, "I didn't ask you to marry him. Just come on down for the party." He said, "Give me the phone." I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll come down for a little while, but I'm not going to stay because I've got a date and I am not going to mess it up for you." Well, a little while went into 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The next morning, got on the bus and ended up down at the flat. There was a bunch of guys in there still with hangovers and everything. And I asked where Jack was. He said, "Go down the hallway, first on the left, first door." And I could hear him talking to somebody. And I thought, that sounds like my sister. I could hear him saying, "Well, what could have happened to her?" Then I pushed the door open. I wish I'd have had a picture of him because his eyes got so big. But anyway, they were all going to go down to Piccadilly shopping. He asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, "No, I can't. I got to go to work." No. So he talked me into going.
Silver tongue devil.
I know. Anyway, it's all going good. And we was having fun. And then he says, "Will you marry me?" And I went, "Sure, why not?" We were with some friends, so why not? And I said, "Hey, guys, we're going to go get married." He said, "I know somebody that will do it for us." And I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. I know there's more to this than that. You've got to have your commanding officer's permission. And don't you have to have paper signed?" I think he didn't think I knew the rules, but I did. Because a lot of girls had been turned down. They could not get married because of something in their family history that had to do with communism.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sad. But anyway, I said, "The next time you come up, we'll do it right." I thought that'll get him off me back, but it didn't. I waited 6 weeks before I ever went out again, waiting for this fella. He wrote me letters after letter. I mean, I got a book every single other day, 16 pages. And he would call me when he got the chance.
Why did you wait for him? I thought you didn't even like him.
I didn't, but there was something going on there. You know what I mean? I kind of liked him after that. Huh. And that's why, I guess, yeah.
These conversations were recorded at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah Story Corps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.